This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get it to go, and now he's dribbling out. This series is now 3-1 in favor of the New York Knicks, as the Boston Celtics have themselves one loss away from elimination.
I mean, they're a good offensive team, so I think a lot of it had to do with the rebounding and the transition because of our offensive execution at times. And their guys stepped up; they made plays today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a somber, sullen Tuesday afternoon in Boston.
Yeah, all the S words. Yep.
Yeah, all the S
ones
words.
You can't say.
Absolutely.
The ones you can't say.
Sucks and other things. Boston Celtics lose 121-113 to the New York Knicks.
Was that really the loss, though?
No, it was not. Whether you want to look at insult, injury, or the whole damn combined night that just sucked, it really fell off the rails. And I feel bad for Jason Tatum. Obviously, Jason Tatum limps off. Jason Tatum reacted to what I think we all believe is a severe Achilles injury, probably a long-term injury. He did react in a way that Stiz didn't care for, in a unique fashion, and it did catch my eye as well. I have never, Fitzy, seen someone do like the pinwheel. Like he used the other foot to push in a circle around, like he's one of those little, those pinwheels that you put in the wind or whatever that kids play with. And I've never seen that before. He reacted, and I don't know if it was a mental reaction, a physical pain reaction.
Break dancing,
whatever the hell he was doing. But that was a strange visual to see. And then to see teammates just kind of skulking around the court and realizing the game is over. You know, they would never voice this, but the season is over.
Hey, I didn't hear no bell.
The run might be over. I mean, you're talking, we in a second, a split second, a split freakish injury second, went from talking about dynasties and keeping the squad together to pursue three in a row and off to, I'm scrolling through Twitter and some podcast popped up live on my feed, Jeff Goodman and somebody else, the 68th podcast or something. And the first thing I hear is, wow, Celtics got a tank to try to go the Mavs route and get a relatively high chance to win the lottery because they need young talent because the roster's old and expensive. And I'm like, holy crap, we didn't even get the MRI yet and we're blowing the damn roster up according to national basketball podcasts and analysts. But that's where we are. Everything changed last night late in that game with Jason Tatum in the midst of what I thought was going to be a special game because really he was kind of, there were 1.5 Celtics that showed up, Fitzy. I thought Derek White was really good early on, and Tatum tried to put the team on his back, tried to get in a shootout with Brunson, had 42 points, you know, had a chance to really put forth an iconic game. And then, boom, the injury happens in part because Butterfingers Brown couldn't control the basketball.
Well, he also kind of got, he couldn't. He also kind of got run into, but what happened, there are so many different things that led to where the game ultimately ended up. And once again, the thing that the Celtics did in game three that helped them assert themselves offensively all the way through the game was they were the more physical team. They were better at rebounding. They didn't get pushed off their spot. They were first to the ball. There seemed to be a real drive, a real motivation in game three. Now cut to game four, and the Celtics started out hot. Derek White, 4 for 4 in his first 4 threes. Jason Tatum ending the period, just making it rain from all over the court. They, again, were asserting themselves. And then it felt like, I mean, they went into the half with an 11-point lead. If you maintain that, lose a few, put a few more on it, great. Like, oh, it's tied up. We're going back to Boston the way it was meant to be. Let alone the fact that last night could or should have been the game that they lost and they should have been going home 3-1. It was what it was. And then the third quarter started and playoff Brunson reared his head and the Knicks rallied behind him and the Celtics started playing hero ball.
Yep.
And they went back into that same damn shell that they did in games 1 and 2. What they like in there? What's in that turtle shell? What makes them so happy? I have no idea. Why do they like it in that cave of sadness? Because they go back in there and they lose their defensive aggressiveness, and they get beat to the spot on the ball, and the Knicks are the better rebounding team. And then next thing you know, there's a little bit of physical bump, Butterfingers Brown, Tatum lunges the wrong way, and we could be looking at anything from a severely sprained ankle to an Achilles tear that would have him out for a year of baseball in a move that we all agreed in our text and or email chains could be a giant NBA. Like last night, the entire NBA landscape changed. All over the place. Celtics from contender to a team people think may have to give it up and get in the lottery. Giannis wants to go somewhere else. And then Dallas, are you kidding me, Andy? That was the word I would use to describe last night was seismic.
Seismic. I would agree with that. And the first thing that jumped into my mind was for a comparison that changed so many things, because I think you are dead on. NBA-wise, Boston sports-wise, Boston Celtics-wise, Tatum-wise, Brown-wise, there are so many layers to what changed last night. The closest thing I could think of was when Trent Green got hurt with the Rams and Kurt Warner took over and a dynasty that wasn't expected was born and then wasn't born and then
we
Kurt
got a
Warner.
Grocery boy on the roster?
Like, I don't know. And I'm saying like weird things happen because you all remember Dick Vermeil crying about Trent Green's injury and thinking the
he
season was
at
over.
He cries the opening of a mall. Come
he
on.
Does. He's a little like my wife. But that's the closest thing because I just think if you go back and look at what the Rams did, Dick Vermeil, Mike Martz, a Super Bowl. Like, there were so many historic sort of offshoots from the day that Trent Green got hurt. That
Which is why the Rams owe one to Rodney Harrison.
What?
Rodney Harrison took out Trent Green's knees.
Okay. So, yeah, but that would be my closest. There were Hall of Fame championship dynasty ramifications from that one injury. That's what this feels like. I don't know where the Celtics are going tomorrow night. I know where everybody should be going pregame, and that's to Scores 2-6 to see WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson, Scal, Mego, whoever stops by. We're going to be previewing this game that I think is still very winnable, and I even would suggest maybe I think the Celtics are going to win. Like, I think there's going to be some fired the head coach, lost the superstar kind of bump in emotion that the Celtics will actually win tomorrow night. I'm confident of that. Where it goes from there, though, after tomorrow night, when we're down at Scores, I have no idea. I think everything is in the... Oh, I forgot to throw in case not all of this was enough, Fitzy, there's going to also be an ownership change in the midst of Jason
That's
Tatum rehabbing and coming back and whatever he's doing and the money and all these other things. So last night was a massive night in Boston sports history, Boston Celtics history, and NBA history. And I think it was received as such. If you sort of hear some of the talk around the basketball world, and we should mention, we are awaiting news and update. Jason Tatum's supposed to have an MRI today.
I can't do another analysis or diagnosis from a Twitter doctor. I need Shams to just come out with the hard, straight facts. That it's a break, it's a tear, it's a strain, it's a sprain. I just need to know. And I did read last night. I'm going to go back to the same sources that I said I don't want to cite or read anymore. But most of them said, like, if it's an Achilles tear, it's just like with the ACL. You know how there's like that little test where they push it and they yep. Like, we'll put you in the MRI machine, but we know. Same
formality.
Thing for an Achilles. Yep. It's a formality, right?
So that is, and I heard Jones bring this question up earlier, is this perceived delay we have? And for all we know, there's not actually a delay. you know, they travel, they do whatever. He had a 3 o'clock MRI schedule. There's no delay. It just seems like a long time in the world of professional sports to be awaiting big time news on one of the top 3 to 5 players in your league in the postseason. We're just such an urgent society that it feels like we have this news. But if there is a delay, do you think the delay, does the type of person you are, does that lead you optimistic or pessimistic? Worst case scenario, best case scenario?
It leaves me how I've been feeling since about 9:37 last night, dead inside.
See, I'm the opposite. I think a delay is actually good. Like, I think he tore his Achilles. Just watching it, I thought he tore his Achilles. I thought it was one of those freak things. Boom, it's done. And he knew it. We knew it. They knew it. But it almost makes me wonder, did they run an MRI? And the doc's like, hey, I know you were spinning around like a pinwheel and bawling your eyes out, but your Achilles is attached. Like, so what hurts so much? Like, what are you like?
Well,
that
break
was
a bone and let it be a 4-month heal. And then it's like Jason Tatum will be back in November. And then all of a sudden it's like, OK, you know, this next season isn't off and we don't have to like blow it all up. But that said, Andy, I have been thinking about this for the last several hours.
Tomorrow who's third?
What's that?
Who's third? Because these things come in trios. I've been taught by my grandparents.
God.
Tristan Casas, Jason Tatum. If I'm Drake May, I'm not moving. I'm just standing till somebody else gets hurt. I'm not moving. I'm just wrapping me in bubble wrap.
The chances of the Red Sox making the postseason after Tanner Houck went out last night and served up a Johnny Maggiano special against the freaking Tigers.
Don't
take solace in the Red Sox if you're a hurt Celtics fan, folks.
Tanner Houck is the one person who should be like, thanks, Tatum. He actually took a little heat off me because if anybody checked what I did last night, it was awful.
Wow, it was super bad. But I've been thinking about this the last couple hours, Andy. Like, okay, so Brown had a bad game last night.
Yes.
Most of the Celtics.
I can acknowledge that.
White. Yep. I didn't say it was a referendum on you and your passion for your guy, Jaylen Brown.
Wait till the great one he has tomorrow night. Woo!
Well, see, here's the thing. Tomorrow night is an incredible, like, of course they would rather have Tatum. He had just tied the franchise record for the most 40-point postseason games. He was at 42. He's probably going to get a 50-burger. I mean, the kid was playing out of his mind. Yeah, one or two bad long threes because the rest of the team wasn't doing anything but standing around. The team went into freaking expectation mode, as in, we'll stand around and watch. We'll admire Tatum.
Yep.
We expect him to carry us. Like, no, move, get ready. How about an offensive rebound? How about get open? Or somebody set a freaking pick for him. Anyway, tomorrow night, amazing opportunity for all whoever the starting five is. Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, who when the minutes go up, the points go up, and the Celtics play better. You know, I know they're 9-2 without Tatum this year. Most of those games were not against great teams, but whatever. They already won one in the postseason without him. They're going to have to try to win at least 3 more without him. This is an awesome opportunity for the rest of that team, and especially for Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla, who I like to call Montessori Mazzulla, Mr. Let's let the adults out there figure it out. If you are cracked up to be the coach of this team, if you can find some sort of defensive scheme, if you can find a way to get this team to tap into a new level, a new depth of their darkness, this is the time. This is where everybody, like, you know, hard time. What's the whole line? Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Now it's time for the Celtics to prove that they're tough. Now it's time for Joe Mazzulla to prove that he can, quote, get up, like he yelled to Tatum in the Orlando series. This is a massive moment for coach and the rest of the team.
And also people learning from their mistakes. Good call by Mazzulla to not yell get up in this situation, to have the awareness of what was going on, to like just kind of let it play out, see what happens. But I agree with you. So I've heard all year that the Celtics have the best roster in basketball, the deepest roster in basketball. Last week I heard, or was that earlier? When did we talk to Scal when he was laughing about the talent difference between the two teams?
Last Wednesday.
Okay, so you're that much better than everybody. You're that talented from 1 to 8, 1 to 9, whatever you want to call it. Okay. You lost your best player. That's unfortunate. And I get he is your best player. That's an accepted fact. Jason Tatum's your best player. Well, you have an all-star and finals MVP, Eastern Finals MVP in Jaylen Brown. You have Olympians in White and Holiday. You have Porzingis, who's been an all-star, who's been a main man leading figure kind of guy. You got Al Horford.
Kind of a waterlogged corpse these days.
Okay, but we can make all the excuses we want, and I think a lot of people are going to put this on Jaylen Brown, and I do believe he has to step up. A team has to have a leader. A team has to have a best player. It's like my belief you have to have an ace and a closer and all those things. So they need to show up at the game tomorrow night realizing this is now Jaylen Brown's basketball team. For as long as they keep playing without Tatum, this is Jaylen Brown's basketball team. But that doesn't mean it's only on Jaylen Brown. You can't stand around the way you stand around watching Tatum do his thing, dribble, dribble, sidestep, backstep, shoot a three. It's a different challenge they face, but they should relish the challenge of showing their depth and versatility. A guy like Derek White, who has made comments about like, yeah, you know, it's fun to show up and score 30, and I realize, you know, that's not always my role. Well, guess what? It might be more your role now. Show up and score 30. Help Jaylen Brown. Because I don't think Jaylen Brown can outscore the Knicks or the Pacers or the other teams. He has a certain style and limitations of basketball. I also believe Jaylen Brown is hurt. I think we saw that last night. He went up for a dunk and kind of got blocked by the rim on an easy situation. He doesn't have the lift.
Weren't there.
Yeah, no, I think the lift is absent. He's doing the best he can. I don't think he's as cocky and as arrogant as he was in the postseason last year. I think that's a byproduct of the injury. But this is an absolute opportunity for this team that I was told to start the season. I was arguing with Arcand. We were debating down at the Garden. Could this be the greatest basketball team the Celtics have ever had? Could this compare to the 86 Celtics? Could this be that good, that talented? Okay, go show it.
Yeah, or is this all karma from trying to rain 10,000 threes on the Knicks to set a record on opening night?
Wow, you really took that in a dark place. No, I don't think this is karma. I think everybody gets hurt. Everybody gets hurt. I was actually talking brag to my neighbor about this across the stone wall this morning. I get a stone wall. Brag.
I was just thinking that.
Sick.
Is that next to the moat that you have in front of your, your house too?
Stop it. And
the three-headed hydra that protects the house.
Haven't we just accepted that pretty much everyone not named LeBron gets hurt? Like in this day, like we've seen all the stars get hurt. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterbacks in football. It just, and I don't, and this is not a side
topic. Most of them have, most of them, Peyton Manning obviously had to go out and then, you know, go over and get pig DNA put in his neck and have his wife, allegedly somebody, get sent HGH.
Yeah, so this is modern athletics. They're bigger, faster, stronger. Sometimes you get too big for your tendons and ligaments and all that. Now it's Jason Tatum's turn to show that he can come back from this, just like a lot of guys have. It's still a major injury, and he's got a massive challenge to come back from. But while he's doing that, assuming, again, we're awaiting news on the MRI and what is actually reported, Shum Sharania, if you're out there somewhere, could you please maybe update us on exactly what's going on with Jason Tatum? But the flip side is, while he's got the opportunity to prove he can come back and still have a great 10-year career post-injury, something like this, the Boston Celtics, that I was told has the deepest, best basketball team in the NBA, has a chance to, I also forgot to mention, they don't have to go through star-studded teams. They're far more talented than the Knicks, I was told, so then go out and beat the Knicks. You're far more talented than the Pacers, so go out and beat the Pacers. Like, the murderer's row might not be
there. Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. Andy, look at the roster right now. Save for Jason Tatum, who was obviously finally elevating his game up to where he brought it in the Orlando series, if not beyond it, to this is what Tatum does when the team really needs him most level. Who else has elevated their game this postseason?
Nobody.
Honestly.
Nobody. And I would
maybe Derek White sometimes.
Yeah, but I can't get a sometimes. This is, you know, postseason.
He did get kind of, like Brunson kind of ate a little bit of his breakfast last night on defense.
And I think Drew Holiday's just flat out had a bad series. I don't think he's looked very good out there.
He looks like he drank from the wrong grail.
And he doesn't have the virus to fall back on. Right, we got Porzingis. We would be talking about how poorly he's played and how poorly he's been available, but he's got this virus thing hanging over his head, and that gives him sort of a built-in excuse. But pretty much everybody has been worse than we expected, whether it's shooting, defense, energy, the whole thing. Yes, Dan Ball.
Going to make it a lot easier for Bill Chisholm to get rid of him, right?
That could be. So 617-779-7937. We are reacting to the Celtics' loss 121-113. They are now down 3-1 in the series to the Knicks, coming back to Boston tomorrow night. Jason Tatum suffered what appeared to be a serious lower leg Achilles type injury, was carted off, was in a wheelchair, very emotional after the game. Stiz, he was not crying. Well, he might have been crying, but I would be crying too. If my future was in doubt and my season was over, I'd be crying too. I'm actually okay with that. It's the breakdancing pinwheel at midcourt that I found a little bit weird. We can get more into that if you want. We're reacting to the injury. We're reacting to the loss. And then we're...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking forward, where do the Celtics go from here? Who starts on Wednesday night? Can they win on Wednesday night to extend the series? And what does this mean big picture? Have we seen the last of this version of the Boston Celtics? There are a lot of questions and not a lot of answers with the Celtics right now. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls, talk all about that next. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.